Blog Talk Radio.
This is your boy City. When I'm out there in the club, man, I'm rocking with my boy DJ Tom G on the ones and twos.
Yo! Father Jesus, him I said, pun him clone, him and no say, him I soon carry, I home him, I the only man me want, only man me want. Daddy Jesus, him I said, pun him clone, him and no say, him I soon carry, I home him, I the only man me want, only man me want.
Yo, this is Sis K, leave a message after the tone. Represent the Lord in everything you do.
Hello, everyone. How are you? It's Sister K, and today is Friday, and it is 9:59 a.m. on the Northern Dial. And I'm just checking in, and I just wanted to just have a little tea talk. Has anyone their kettle ready, beloved? This is just a brief introduction of the segue, which is going to be entitled Tea with a Northern Duchess. And I would love for you to sit and have a session with me. And it will be hashtag Kettles On Beloveds. I'm so excited about this series. I'm very excited because I really want to connect with people in a different way. I've uploaded some pictures and a little bits of snippets about me. And I'm hoping that getting acquainted with me will help to reinforce the segues and make it more relatable for you and me. And, you know, we can really get comfortable in our environment that God has afforded us. So, likewise, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to call in. My eye is on the switchboard, and I'm waiting to have a little conversation with you. Tonight, there is going to be a show that and it is so interesting. I encourage you to look into the broadcasting information that is already uploaded. Tonight, there is going to be a conversation regarding if I'm asking for my husband, is the wordage in that preventing me from getting him? Where is he? If I'm asking God for my husband, where is he? And is it something to do with my wording? And you might have heard in my opening clip the name Sister K. Well, Sister K was a name given to me when I was on the radio station 106.5 under the sound station tutelage of Trooper of Lover's Choice. And he used to call me Sister K. Well, he's Jamaican, so sometimes it would come out Kista K. But nonetheless, that is the beginning intro. One thing about Christ is sometimes he'll do things years behind that are actually going to be utilized years ahead. He is awesome. And as for the fact that I am a sister, I do not wear a habit. And I literally mean that. I do not wear a habit. I am not a religious believer. In fact, I really like to sway from the terminology Christian because there's a lot of Christian and they come in a huge segue of denominations and beliefs and doctrines. And they're, to me, I am a non-denominational believer. I listen to music. As you can see, I wear lipstick. I love pretty things. Why? Because I am a queen. I am a duchess in this realm, and I am very thankful that I am able to embrace the femininity of me. Okay, let me take a sip of my tea. Anyone need a sip? I do. I'm just going to do a lipstick plug. This morning, I did have on a MAC. It was lined with cherry, and Modesty was in the center. Flesh Pot was on top of that with the Flesh Pot lip glass on top of that. I actually must say I would have preferred just to have the Flesh Pot without the Modesty. as a dark-complexioned woman, I am really loving the bright popping colors that we're now opening up to. And I encourage you, if you are an African-American woman, please do not feel as though you have to stick with the traditional burgundies and browns and, you know, dreary, you know, woodsy colors. You know, you can do pinks, you can do reds, and you can bring out the pops of beauty within you by utilizing pops of pretty indigenous colors that are available, and just give them a try. And if I'm wearing a color that I previewed before, you may not hear me mention it, but if I decide I want to do a red or a pink or something that has to do with just the Duchess in me, I will gladly convey, share, and give you that information. I do prefer MAC because to me the quality is good, the quantity is good, and I've been utilizing them for a long time, and I stand beside them heroically, okay? So, again, I just left some pictures out that you can get a glimpse of your Northern Duchess. I am Chastity Child, and a.k.a. Sister K, a.k.a. Black Ballerina. Okay, I'm not Erykah Badu, but I wear a lot of hats, and gladly so. But I'm also an author. I have just published a book. It is called Just Us, and it is abstract art, and I have a book called Kingston, and that is coming out on my birthday, February 24th, so I want you to look out for that as well. I will be doing a live video coverage for my birthday, where we will be having a couple of tea sessions and some silent prayer moments and some book reads, and, you know, just for another year of life. It is an awesome blessing gift, and I'd love to take you on that journey, share it with you. And this is an introduction, so it is an anniversary day, so I'd love for you to find me. You can find me anywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. Find me. I'm everywhere. And on that note, I'd just like to leave with this following small bit of commentary, as I am also a webmaster. I must say that when you're looking for someone and their website is down, their Twitter looks like they haven't touched it in years, their Instagram looks shoddy, I would encourage you to really go into a considerable prayer concerning doing business with that person. My godmother, she and I are very closely related in the sense that we're both Chastity children. When I go over some of her bills with her, I can see where she's gotten finagled into things. And if you're of the younger generation, I encourage you, give a lending hand. Help out an aunt. Help out somebody in the nursing home, because there are people out here that are literally going in for the kilt. And that'll be another topic that we'll discuss. But this is just a brief introduction. I want you to get to know me, because when you know who you're listening to, it makes the experience much more relatable, much more apprehendable, and much more acceptable, because this is an art. Sharing, testifying, coming together, and the guests that I have lined up are going to wow you, because we're not going to do a lot of news commentary, but we're going to do more healing, heart, and sun commentary. And when I say son, I'm talking about King Yeshua. Had it not been for him, I would not be here. And this is his gift, and this is his show, and I am his child, in which I am glad to share with you tea with the Northern Duchess. Hashtag kettles on, beloveds. God bless you.